Welcome to your daily stock market briefing. Today's theme centers heavily on income generation and geopolitical volatility. Markets are showing signs of renewed risk appetite following positive reports regarding ongoing talks in key international regions. However, investors are highly focused on balancing current dividend needs with long-term growth potential. Let's start with the massive trend toward high-yield investing. We are seeing a strong focus on ETFs promising monthly distributions and high yields, such as funds tracking the NASDAQ 100 or S&P 500. These funds look incredibly appealing to retirees and income investors tired of low dividend rates. But we need to exercise caution here. Several analysts warn that these headline yield percentages may come with hidden costs. The question remains whether that high payout is truly durable, sustainable income, or if it's partly funded by capital withdrawals from the underlying holdings. For those interested in highly speculative growth areas, quantum computing continues to be a major draw. ETFs tracking this space are gaining attention, echoing previous tech boom surges and suggesting a generational opportunity. Meanwhile, advanced technology stocks, particularly semiconductors, remain central to investor interest, with discussions focusing on comparing established memory chips versus the broader semiconductor sector's cyclical nature. Shifting gears to safety and stability, as geopolitical concerns persist and treasury yields adjust, there is noticeable renewed interest in short-term U.S. Treasury ETFs and traditional bond funds. These provide a much-needed anchor for investors wary of volatility in the major equity markets. Moving to the retail investor perspective from our community discussions, the chatter around dividends remains robust. Many users are actively curating complex portfolios designed specifically for monthly cash flow, mixing high-yield payers with stable growth stocks. However, even among these sophisticated dividend strategies, the need for balanced growth and principal preservation is a clear theme. Finally, macro sentiment shows investors grappling with economic uncertainty. Discussions range from questioning the merits of active stock, picking against simple index funds, to exploring alternative assets, like real estate development, as a hedge against traditional market risks. This underscores an overall mood that is cautiously optimistic, but highly diversified in its approach to securing both income and long-term capital appreciation.